Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
There are moments in life where God's plans seem hidden from us. There are moments where we wonder how God can use those bad things for good. A long, long time ago, in the desert lands of Egypt, where there were pyramids as high as the sky, there lived an evil ruler who was called Pharaoh. There also lived another people with the Egyptians who were called Jews. Pharaoh and the Egyptians used the Jews as slaves. One day, Pharaoh looked out over his land and thought that there were too many Jews. "The Jews outnumber even my own people. These slaves must be cut down. I must have them destroyed so that they will no longer outnumber my people." "By my decree, I will see even their children drown in the river." And so it was that Pharaoh ordered midwives and mothers to take new male babies and throw them into the river. Mothers cried out into the sky, for they loved their children. But one mother, who tried to hide her child for 3 months, saw that now it was impossible. But when she looked at her child, she knew that he was different. So she took a basket made of reeds and placed her child inside it. Then she let her trembling hand push the basket down the Nile River. Her child did not drown, but he drifted down the river forever, forever away from his mother's loving embrace. The waters drifted, rocked, and cradled the basket down the Nile River as the baby cried for the embrace of his mother. Then, after a while of floating down the river, a voice shouted out,
"What is that I hear? A baby that wails in a basket?"
It was Pharaoh's very own daughter who was bathing in the river that found the child. She looked upon the face of the child and had pity.
"I will name this one Moses, and he'll be raised among us."
And so it was that Moses, the child of a mother now lost, was raised in the household of Pharaoh. Years and years passed, and the boy Moses, who came unto Pharaoh from a basket in the Nile, had grown into a man. But even with the luxuries given to him from a Pharaoh king, Moses did not forget where he came from. He did not forget that he was a Jew and that his people were slaves. So one day, when a slave driver was whipping a Jewish slave, Moses, filled with rage, his anger boiled over, and he attacked the slave driver.
"Stop your whip. Stop your hatred. Stop your meanness against my people, or I will stop you,"
Moses said. And after Moses had fell upon the slave driver did not get up. For in anger, Moses had stopped the slaver forever. Moses knew that what he did was dangerous.
"I have done the unthinkable. I have spilled the blood this day, and now I am a wanted man. I must flee from this place. No longer will I be prince of Egypt."
And so it was that Moses fled Egypt to a small town called Midian. For years, Moses hid in Midian as a shepherd, until one day, as he was among his flock of sheep, he came upon a burning bush that did not burn up.
"What is this? A bush that burns but is not consumed? What power can rob even fire of its strength?"
Then a voice boomed from the flames themselves.
"Moses, take off your shoes, for you now stand upon holy ground." "Who speaks from a bush with such authority?" I am God, and I am who I am. Now, you must listen to me and my instructions. I will use you to free my people.
God, my God, I am but a small man who doesn't speak all that goodly and stuff. I gets nervous and such, and my tongue gets all tied in knots, and sometimes I forget, what was I saying?
Moses, I am the one who gives people voice. I am a God who strengthens the weak, yet you now fear that I will not help you with this. Because you do not trust my power in this, I will send your brother Aaron to meet you, and he will be your voice.
And so it was that Moses met Aaron, his brother, in the wilderness as he walked back to Egypt to free his people from slavery. The Pharaoh that had raised Moses as a prince was gone, and a new Pharaoh reigned as king. When Aaron and Moses came before the Pharaoh king, they told him that God had commanded that the Jews be free to go into the wilderness. Pharaoh, however, was not convinced.
Oh, I know not your God, and I do not believe he has any power here in my kingdom.
Aaron then took out his staff and threw it before them, and it retched and wiggled and became a snake.
My magicians are not fools. They can do the same.
And so Pharaoh's magicians did the same. And possessed with the power of evil, their staffs too formed into serpents. But as Aaron and Moses went to leave the presence of Pharaoh, the snake that had formed from Aaron's staff ate the other snakes, just as God's power is greater than evil. Then, at a second meeting with Pharaoh, Aaron and Moses went before Pharaoh and said,
"Free my people to go into the wilderness in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or else 10 plagues will come down upon you."
Pharaoh was not impressed. So then Moses did as God told him.
"God, be with the staff of my brother Aaron, and may your power confound my enemy."
And so the staff was brought down upon the water of the Nile, and it all turned to blood.
You still take your God to be powerful. My magicians are capable of doing the same.
And then Pharaoh's magicians were able to turn the water into blood also. Next, Moses brought frogs from the water to overtake Egypt. But this too was able to be done by Pharaoh's magicians. But since the magicians could not get rid of the frogs, Pharaoh came to Moses, saying,
"Rid me of these frogs. Rid me of these frogs tomorrow, and I will know that your God truly does command the plagues, and I will free your people."
And so it was that the next day all the frogs died by God's command. But Pharaoh was an evil man, and his heart was hardened, so that he lied to Moses and did not free his people. But there was 8 more plagues that Pharaoh's magicians could not do, for God was too powerful. First, God sent lice and gnats unto all of Egypt to infect the people. So Pharaoh cried out,
"My counsel has told me that this act of gnats and lice is the very finger of God. But I will not let your people go."
So then God, for the 4th plague, sent flies to overwhelm the city of Egypt. But again, though Pharaoh made a promise to free the people, he took it back. So God sent a plague against all of their livestock. Their cows, chickens, sheep, oxen, all were destroyed.
"Please, free me of this plague."
But Pharaoh did not let the people of God go. Plague after plague came, a plague of boils, then hail, then locusts, then darkness, all came upon Pharaoh. And at times Pharaoh lied, saying he would free the people of Moses, but he did not do it. It was not until the 10th plague that Pharaoh realized the true power of God. For this time, God vowed to take the life of every firstborn child, even the firstborn of Pharaoh. And God did not lie. For upon the day that God commanded, mothers and fathers wailed in the night sky, for their children were slain by an angel of the Lord. Cries were heard all around Egypt. The Jews, however, were spared by God, for they had followed his instructions. This time, Pharaoh was full of fear.
Go! 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 Go from me with your people! For the power of God is too much. I cannot bear it anymore. Plagues! Plagues! No more plagues, for maybe even I will die next. Go! Go and take whatever you want.
And so it was that Moses and Aaron took the Jews from out of Egypt immediately, fearing that Pharaoh would change his mind. And Pharaoh did change his mind. So he took his army of chariots to chase down the Jews and recapture them. But God had slowed them with the darkness of cloud. Then the Jews came before the Red Sea and trembled, for they were trapped. The Egyptians were almost upon them, but Moses walked unto the sea and said,
O God, who has called us to the wilderness to worship, do not forget your people. Save us now against our enemy.
Moses stretched his hand out over the Red Sea, and the waters roared like thunder and parted down the middle, allowing the Jews to walk through the raging waters of the sea. And when the Egyptians came upon them, they were met with the very power of God, who, after the Jews had crossed the Red Sea, caused the waters to close upon the Egyptians and drowned the army that chased them. For God had called the Jews to freedom. For no Pharaoh king, no magicians of evil, no army of man or devil can stand before the power of God and hope to win. For upon that very day, the Jews were no longer slaves of Egypt, but were free, free as the people of God. This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.